Welcome to the June 2008 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. Anyone ever see a sailing ship on fire? A few people on Block Island say they have, more than once. We love taking the Point Judith Ferry. You know, that's in Galilee, Rhode Island. The Point Judith Ferry out to Block Island. And so do more people than probably Block Islanders would like. It's such a magical place. But I wonder how many have seen a sailing ship burning and then sinking off Block Island shores. I've personally talked to several who swear they have. And they were sober, too. Now bear with me for a moment. It all began back in the 1700s when a ship called the Palatine sailed from a German port bound for Philadelphia. The captain died, or maybe he was killed en route, and the crew then robbed the German and Dutch passengers before leaving them on the Palatine, while they hightailed it for land on lifeboats. That much is fairly well recorded in history. So now the legend takes over, saying the Palatine drifted or was sailed onto the shores of Block Island, where greedy islanders plundered and killed the passengers, and then set the ship on fire while one live screaming woman was still on board. Nasty, nasty, nasty. But, you know, Block Islanders don't buy it. They insist the islanders heroically rescued the passengers, nursed them back to health while burying the dead. And, you know, I have personally seen four little Palatine gravestones on the island, so labeled by a historical monument. Now, enter famous New England poet John Greenleaf Whittier, who couldn't resist writing a poem about the whole affair, including the following six lines. For still on many a moonless night, from Kingston Head and from Montauk Light, the spectre kindles and burns in sight. Now low and dim, now clear and higher, leaps the terrible ghost of fire. Then, slowly sinking, the flames expire. Since John Greenleaf Whittier wrote those lines, lots of people have actually seen the burning Palatine. Quote, I was walking home on a night late in November. Mrs. Venetia Roundtree, former business manager of one of Block Island's summer hotels and a graduate of Brown University, told our Yankee Magazine reporter some years ago, quote, it was moonless and windy, and we were busy getting ready for a predicted storm. Then I happened to glance out to the sound and saw a flickering glow. The light grew bigger as it approached the shore, and I recognized it from drawings and paintings I'd seen. It was the Palatine! Unquote. I recall another Block Island native lady visiting our Yankee office back in 1958, the year I began working there, and how earnestly she described how, as a young girl living on the north end of the island, she was awakened one night by her parents and saw, for several awe-struck moments, as she described it, a flaming ship that, quote, rounded the point, unquote, and then disappeared beneath the waves. Walter Johnson of the United States Geological Bureau, as it was called some time ago, once tried to calm everyone down with a scientific explanation for all these burning Palatine sightings. He said that in that area of the ocean, just as it's claimed to be in the so-called Bermuda Triangle area of the Atlantic, there are clouds of gas which, after escaping from vast deposits below the ocean floor and reaching the surface, can actually ignite into flames. Well, okay. But flames always in the shape of a sailing ship? Personally, I tend to go along with John Greenleaf Whittier.